Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Valley Plantation up for sale. On this day, June 5th in the year 1810, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette carried a report detailing the sale of the Valley Plantation in St. George. The order for sale was dated December 1st, 1808, and a general order of transfer was dated November 9th, 1809. According to the court document, the order was, quote, made in a cause, Allen against Allen, end quote. The sale, or more likely a transfer of the property from one member of the Allen family to another, was being conducted through the High Court of Chancery in Southampton, England, and was occasioned by the death of the widow, Mary Mapp. The report stated that the assets of the Valley Plantation consisted of, quote, 204 acres of cane land or thereabout, two dwelling houses with distill house, boiling house, curing house, and other buildings thereon, together with 50 head of horned cattle or thereabout, and 148 Negroes or thereabout, end quote. At the time of the proposed sale, the estate was being managed and occupied by James Mapp Allen, or his agent. Being established around 1680, the Valley Plantation can be considered one of the older Barbadian plantations. Its first owner was Christopher Lyne. Its original size was listed at 272 acres and known as Lyne Plantation in recognition of its first owner. The estate would later change ownership and be renamed Mapp's Plantation, again to signify the Mapp family connection to the plantation from the late 18th century. By 1825, the plantation was listed as the Valley Plantation, clearly because of its location in the St. George Valley. From available plantation records, it would seem that James Mapp Allen, who is mentioned as the occupier of the plantation, may have been one of the Allens listed in the 1810 proposed sale of the Valley Plantation. James Mapp Allen, however, did eventually buy the plantation sometime later, as he is recorded as being the owner of the plantation from 1846 to 1914, after which Thomas Williams assumed ownership of the plantation. By 1924, the Valley Plantation came under the ownership of the Pyle family, who were the major plantation owners in the St. George Valley. The Valley Plantation remained a part of the Pyle family extensive land holdings until 1947. Today, the Valley Plantation continues to have a significant portion of its southern acreage under cultivation. However, a residential corridor has developed along the plantation's western, northern, and eastern fringes. On the western fringes of the Valley Plantation are the districts of Salters and Charles Row Bridge. On its northern edge is the Valley District with the historic St. George Parish Church. And on its eastern perimeter is the Walkers Residential District and the nearby St. George Secondary School. The plantation house of the Valley Plantation dates from the mid-19th century, and during the 1970s, in a change of use, it was occupied by a fine dining French restaurant. In the 1980s, this historic plantation house was renovated and has reverted to residential use and has been featured in the annual Barbados National Trust open house tours.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.